106.9 WCTR, the greatest hits of all time. It's Thursday. It's time for Pet Patter with Dr. Rachel Crockett. Good morning, Dr. Crockett.
Good morning.
It's about time to transition my puppy into adult food. And it's one of those things, you hear a lot of wives' tales about how you're supposed to do that, how much you're supposed to mix or whatever. So I thought we could talk about whether it's transitioning a puppy to adult food or changing foods, how you're supposed to do that safely so that you don't cause some sort of gastrointestinal problems with your pet?
So that's a pretty good question, and it probably varies depending on the individual animal. But just a note about the transition specifically from puppy food to adult food, it can depend, you know, kind of when to do it will depend on probably primarily on when you, if you plan to spay or neuter, because the metabolism is directly affected by that. And although they're so young and that creates a high metabolism, we would say if an animal is not going to be neutered or spayed before a year old, then probably a good idea to keep them on puppy food until that time, just because of the caloric density of it. There's more calories per amount that you're giving, and those are going to be some higher metabolisms there. But if you are planning on spaying or neutering, when we recommend to do it between 6 and 12 months, then you're going to want to slow that food, switch the food over to adult a little bit sooner, just because the metabolism will slow down a little bit once they are spayed and neutered. So I wouldn't do it immediately when they are fixed, but it might be a good idea one or, you know, a month or so afterwards to start that transition, just so that they're not, it's awful hard to play catch up once you get too much weight on and try and work that weight off versus just kind of adjusting for it as you go. So the standard way to transition is a lot of times people kind of get caught out because they don't have enough of the old food left to transition over with the new food over, you know, just gradually over probably ideally a period of a week. And then at the first day, obviously you're going to have more of the old food. You don't have to be precise and get out the gram scale with this one. I mean, as long as it's predominantly, you know, more of the older food than the newer food, you're going to gradually shift that concentration over the course of the week. So halfway through the week, you're going to be half and half. And then towards the end of the week, you're going to be pretty much all new food. And that's a good way to go about it.
So let me ask you this. When you're transitioning away from puppy food, what if you do the transition and you see that maybe your dog is not keeping weight on? Say, could it be if you adopt a dog and you're not exactly sure how old they are and you transition, even though they've been spayed or neutered, you transition off the puppy food to a regular adult food and it appears to you that they might be losing a little weight. Should you transition back or should you supplement?
I would always actually get a number on that. So maybe even, you know, have a weight when you're first starting to transition, get a weight on that, and then 2 weeks later of exclusively being on the new food, get a weight on that if you're not sure. And then that puts a number on it, because a lot of people can eyeball and say, you know, I'm especially in light of knowing that there was a food change, I think we're losing weight. I think this is a little bit of a setback. First of all, make it objective and get the number, get the trend for going down. And if that is the case, you still don't necessarily want to get him back. You don't want to transition back. You just want to increase the amount you're feeding, because what we tell people is feed the amount that's recommended, especially when you're starting a new food, feed the amount that is recommended on the back of the bag. And that is not a one-size-fits-all. It's this is, you know, and sometimes they pad it a little bit to sell food. But I would say start there, because that's a starting place, and then we can tweak that as need be. Some animals have slower metabolisms. Some animals have faster metabolisms. It's just like human beings. We're all kind of different. There's no one size fits all. So you start with what's recommended. And then, you know, if body condition's looking a little on the heavier side, you cut back how much you're giving. And if it's a little light, then you do add more.
When you're changing foods, once you've made the transition or you're planning on making the transition, how important is it? Can you cause them some sort of gastrointestinal distress if you do it too quickly?
A dog's gastrointestinal tract has, just like ours, has a microflora all of its own in terms of the good bacteria that just exists there. And they are responsible for helping digest some of the things that our bodies can't digest on their own. So that is very specific to the type of diet they're eating. And if we kind of, unfortunately, change things up too quickly, we can offset or upset that flora, and we can get diarrhea from that. That's probably loose stools and diarrhea are the biggest things that we'll see if we've transitioned too fast. It may not just be from the transition. It may be that the food itself is a little bit too stimulating or is not being tolerated well by your pet, in which case, you know, then that's something that we'll have to adjust and make a food change too. But the actual transitioning can cause diarrhea. Usually it's a self-limiting diarrhea. It's not something that hangs around and it disappears, you know, over 1 to 2 days.
How long customarily will that take to settle down then? If it is a food-caused adjustment period for the new food and causes them diarrhea, how long customarily will that take? And should we be concerned if it lasts too long?
Yeah, if it goes past 1 or 2 days, that's and it's the severity too. I mean, we're talking from, you know, going from a nice formed stool to a little bit soft serve. I mean, that's kind of what we expect is the run of the mill. But if you've got profuse watery diarrhea, anytime you've got that, that's an indicator to, hey, maybe we need to be seen by the vet. If it's profuse watery stool or if it goes longer than 2 days, I would definitely say that's something that needs to be addressed. Address it first at the vet, and then they might guide you. They'll do some tests maybe and just kind of rule some things out, and then might guide you to whether or not they think it would be a good idea to change diet, change protein, or stay on the same diet and just kind of address the problem that's going on now.
If you have a question you'd like to ask Dr. Crockett on a future show, you can email it to her at askdrc@wctr.com. This has been Pet Patter.